T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now the latest on what's happening with the Buckeyes. We go to Columbus. Bruce Hooley from 105.7 The Zone in Columbus is with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Bruce, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Gentlemen, I'm so glad you're at Browns camp, and I don't have to be because those were hot shows, and I don't mean topic-wise, so I hope you're staying cool.
It is hot, no doubt about it. It's not fun sweating your you-know-what's off when it's when you're sitting here for 5 hours, yeah. Bruce.
I feel your pain. I've felt it before.
Yeah, that's right. All right, so let's get to it. You know, to me, I look at this situation. I think, frankly, it's been embarrassing, some of the apologists down in Columbus, but I guess that's what a lot of people do. But anyway, you know, it feels like to me that there's now a coordinated attack to rip credibility from Courtney Smith. Is that fair? Is that unfair?
I think you could certainly draw that conclusion. And then the people who don't subscribe to that theory will say that, you know, she made some very serious accusations, and so to question her credibility is fair. For me, I've not gotten caught up in the weeds of the he said, she said, and the dueling Facebook posts. All that I care about here, gents, is did something happen in Zach and Courtney Smith's marriage that put a situation in front of Urban Meyer, that put a situation in front of Gene Smith and the Ohio State Athletic Administration, that forced them to make a decision, and did they handle the decision the right way? I'm very convinced something happened in the marriage of Zach and Courtney Smith that required the attention of Urban, Gene, and the Athletic Administration. So who did what to whom, who said what to whom, and all that, I really don't get caught up in it. I do find reporting on Zach Smith's background to be fair, given the fact that he was employed as an Ohio State assistant coach the last 6 years, and that's part of the record and speaks to the stewardship of Urban with the program. But to get into Courtney's character and all that kind of stuff, I think is sensationalistic and really unnecessary and distracts from the issue at hand, and that's what this committee going to do with how they view what Urban and Gene did.
How do we look at these reports, Bruce? You have the report from Brett McMurphy. It's all Facebook posts, by the way. It's like it's the crazy times we live in where, you know, Jeff Snook's on Facebook and Brett McMurphy's on Facebook. Apparently, you know, some stuff has been removed from Brett's report. He hasn't even talked about that. I'm sure that there's a lot of truth in what Jeff says, but maybe not some truth, because it's a he said, she said thing in this situation. It's all sourced, and we don't know who the sources are. What do you make of that, or do you just not really care as much about those reports?
Well, what I'll say about it is, again, I don't factor it into my coverage of it, but I know a lot of people are fascinated by it, and I know that the people who want to exonerate Urban hang on to it as, oh, see, this happened, he changed his report, so the whole thing's invalid, or the grandma said this, so, you know, everything Courtney Smith alleges has to be false. I know Brett McMurphy a little bit. I mean, just basically who he is and what he's done. You don't get hired at CBS Sports and at ESPN and now at Stadium unless you have chops as a reporter. I've known Jeff Snook for over 30 years. I worked in Miami. Jeff, Ohio boy from Miami, we bonded over Ohio State football. Jeff has been able to make a primary living in real estate for the last 20 years, so he hasn't been, as far as I know, a reporter with an accredited news organization. He's kind of lapsed into writing books, college football books. I'd call them formula books. You know, there's a Buckeye book, an Oklahoma book, a Florida book, all kind of along the same lines. So, you know, Urban wrote the foreword to one of Jeff Snook's books. If you want to look at that and say that torches Jeff Snook's credibility, you can. If you want to look at it like, well, Jeff Snook wrote a lot of other books too, and every book has a foreword written by a coach or a prominent alum, so the Urban foreword doesn't mean anything, you can look at it that way. It really, the longer we go on this, guys, nobody's looking for more information to gain additional enlightenment. They're just looking for information so they can dig the trench they've already dug deeper. That's what they're doing.
Fair enough. I agree, Bruce, and I agree with your statement before that you said something definitely happened, and there's no doubt, and there's no doubt in my mind that there was abuse in the situation. Seems pretty obvious, but the ultimately, from a football standpoint and from the future of Ohio State standpoint, it's, as you say, what Urban knew, what Gene Smith knew. Did they handle it properly? And that I don't think we know yet. Do you, this committee that is doing this report on what happened here, do you have full faith in them being an unbiased body?
I'd have a lot more faith in them if there were no trustees on it. Now, they may do an impartial job. I know three of the trustees, in particular one who's been around every athletic scandal they've ever had. I refer to Alex Shumate as a consensus builder. He's very connected to very powerful people. He is himself a very powerful person in Columbus and in the Ohio State power structure. So I think if you have an insider, and Alex would certainly answer to the term of an insider, then people have reason to say, well, how can it be independent if you have a trustee influence on it? So if they had wanted to truly be independent, if they'd wanted to be bulletproof on that charge, I would have left the trustees off of it. I think the fact that they hired Mary Jo White as an investigator gives them a lot of credibility. She's been in with the Ezekiel Elliott case, the Jerry Richardson case, and some other high-profile cases. So there's no reason to assume that she approaches this with a bias in any way, shape, or form. She's very good at what she does, and Ohio State's paying her and her firm a lot of money to get this right.
Is it possible Urban is suspended for a couple of games? You know, I ask that because if they do suspend him, then that would indicate that he did something wrong, right?
Well, Dustin, you've been around Ohio State and know how it works, and I've been there. I'm a little older than you, and I've observed it from a reporter's perspective for 30 years. I think what they're trying to do is all the best compromises satisfy no one, but give everyone a little bit of something. So I'm trying to, in my mind, factor in, like, how does Ohio State usually handle this kind of thing? They don't usually admit they're wrong, so I think they'll – I think my guess, and this is a guess educated upon covering them a long time – is I could see them coming out and saying, in this case, we did everything according to our protocol. But we expect, because we're Ohio State and because we want to lead on everything, we expect more than just the minimum. So we're going to give Urban a two-game suspension. We're going to give Gene a comparable, or Gene's underlings, or an assortment of administrative people, or Title IX people, whatever, a comparable penalty to Urban being away from the team for a week, two, three, and then we're going to move on with our lives. Now, that opens up another can of worms, and that is, would Urban accept that? Would he fight that? Would it fracture his relationship with the school going forward? All yet to be determined.
We're talking with Bruce Hooley from The Zone in Columbus. Bruce, yesterday the report came out about, you know, the DUI, or, you know, for Zach Smith. And he said that the coach doesn't know about it. I mean, he's had that agenda the whole time. The coach doesn't know, coach doesn't know. Does that factor in at all? Like, if we find out the coach knew about that, does it matter how much ammunition there is?
Yeah, I think that matters a lot if the coach knew about that and didn't do anything, because that would mean he didn't tell his superiors about it. And school policy is that Zach Smith was supposed to tell him within three business days. It does speak to Urban's allegiance to Zach if he knew. I just got to tell you, fellas, I find it hard to believe, if you are from Cleveland and don't know the geography of Columbus, Dustin can vouch. Dustin, do you believe something could happen in Dublin, Ohio, an Ohio State assistant coach could get arrested for DUI, go through the legal system, and in 3 years, or I guess this was 2013, in 5 years, nobody at Ohio State would be told anything about it? No cops, no administrators, no anybody.
No.
I can't believe it
took this long for it to come out. Like, typically this stuff's out within like a week. Like, aren't there people that are scouring for this stuff?
Yes, and I can't decide if Zach Smith is the unluckiest person in the world because every time he gets out of sorts, the cops show up. Or if he's the luckiest person in the world because every time he gets out of sorts and the cops show up, the charge either gets reduced, it disappears, or the police report disappears. I can't decide whether he's lucky or unlucky.
I would say lucky. I'd say he's been lucky to not be in jail at this point. Bruce Hooley with us from The Zone in Columbus. Bruce, do you think that when you hear Urban Meyer's excuse as to why he lied to the media, and I know a lot of the Urban defenders are like, he only lied to the media, so what? Well, I mean, you don't get fired for lying to the media. I think we all understand that. But he lied. That's a fact. That's something we know for sure. I don't buy his excuses for why he lied. Do you?
First of all, every lie told in the public discourse is a lie told to the media. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. We're going to build a wall. Mexico is going to pay for it. Depending on your political influence, one of those lies really honks you off, and one of them you don't care. Because we hold the truth. We hold people we hate to the truth. We don't care about the people we like telling the truth, at least in the public discourse. I don't believe for a second that he wasn't prepared to answer those questions in Chicago. I can't say it without laughing at that excuse. I mean, my entire show that morning was, what's he going to say when he's asked about Zach Smith? Why did local radio and TV down here carry his comments live? Because everybody wanted to know what he's going to say about firing Zach Smith the day before. He's been doing press conferences as a head coach for 16 years. My guess is that's one of the few he's done where he absolutely positively knew what the first question he was going to face was. So I don't buy that at all. But I will say good people can make mistakes. He made a huge one there. He had the truth on his side and chose to lie. People usually lie when they have something to hide. I just haven't been able to figure out what he had to hide because, as I said, if he just stood up there and said, I knew about the 2015 incident. My superiors knew about it. We told Zach if anything ever came from it, he'd be gone. This week there was a civil protection order filed. He's gone. We're moving on. I don't think he's ever put on administrative leave if he just tells the truth.
Does anybody get fired? Anybody?
I think someone might, but it won't be labeled as such. Gene's awful close to retirement, and I could see where he might be here for a few more months, and then it might just be, you know, time for him to move on. But, man, Dustin, he's like Survivor Buckeye Island. I mean, he outlasted Tress and Gordon Gee, and I would have never bet on that. But I don't think he wants it on his epitaph that he's the guy who fired Jim Tressel, Thad Matta, and Urban Meyer. So it'll be – if Gene survives this one, then I'll add him to the list of Twinkies and cockroaches that'll survive a nuclear holocaust.
Final thing from me, Bruce – you don't see any chance here Urban Meyer getting fired, right?
I see a chance. I don't give it a better than 15% chance. I think if Urban were to end up not coaching the football team, it would be because he draws a line in the sand telling them he's not going to accept a suspension of any sort. And in that situation, it's just a very hard sell for them to put him on administrative leave and to come back and say, nothing to see here, folks, we're moving on. Because it is domestic violence and all that.
I just don't see why they would have to suspend him if he did. Even if it was the bare minimum, but that's what he did, it was the proper protocol. They could say, yeah, he could have done more. But at that point in time, like, what's a suspension do? You know what I mean? It's like, just do nothing.
Well, I don't disagree with you, Dustin, but what's a suspension do to him on the field? I mean, it doesn't do anything to him. He misses 2 weeks. He's back for TCU. I don't know Urban, okay, but I certainly have observed him at close range. He doesn't seem to me like a guy who's going to want to suffer any more a penalty from this than he's already suffered. And let's not undervalue it. I mean, people say, well, if he gets away with nothing. He's already been away from his team since August 1st. That in itself is a punishment. To him it is. You know he's climbing the walls going crazy. He already will have this on his resume forever. It will be a part of his obituary that he was placed on administrative leave while they investigated him for domestic violence. So I do want to be respectful of the fact that from his perspective, he's already suffered a penalty, a significant penalty in his eyes. The question is, will Ohio State add to it? And if they add to it, will he accept it or will he say, no, I'm not accepting a two-game suspension. You're going to have to fire me. And then do they bend or do they have the guts to say we couldn't work out an agreement and so Coach Meyer has decided to part ways with us and we're moving on with Ryan Day?
Bruce, appreciate the time, buddy. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Bruce.
Have Hulk get you a fan out there. You guys deserve it.
We got one, Bruce.
Got it.
Oh,
got
excellent.
It.
Have him get you another one.
We're on top of it. All right, this is Bruce Hooley. Good to chat with him on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.